O believers, when you deal with each other in lending for a fixed period of time, put it in writing. Let a scribe write it down with justice between the parties. The scribe, who is given the gift of literacy by Allah, should not refuse to write. He is under obligation to write. Let him who incurs the liability, the debtor, dictate, fearing Allah his Rabb, and not diminishing anything from the settlement. If the borrower is mentally unsound or weak or is unable to dictate himself, let the guardian of his interest dictate for him with justice. Let two witnesses from among you bear witness to all such documents. If two men cannot be found, then one man and two women of your choice should bear witness, so that if one of the women forgets anything, the other may remind her. The witnesses must not refuse when they are called upon to do so. You must not be averse to writing your contract for a future period, whether it is a small matter or big. This action is more just for you in the sight of Allah, because it facilitates the establishment of evidence and is the best way to remove all doubts. But if it is a common commercial transaction concluded on the spot among yourselves, there is no blame on you if you do not put it in writing. You should have witnesses when you make the commercial transactions. Let no harm be done to the scribe or witnesses, and if you do so, you shall be guilty of transgression. Fear Allah. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that teaches you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has knowledge of everything. If you are on a journey and cannot find a scribe to write down the transaction, then transact your business by taking possession of a pledge. If one of you entrusts another with a pledge, let the trustee deliver the pledged property to his owner, and let him fear Allah, his Rabb. Do not conceal testimony, and whoever conceals it, his heart is surely sinful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of all your actions.